This is HIV Management in Depth on thebodypro.com. I'm Miles Helfand. To many, the condition known as Kaposi's sarcoma may feel like a relic from the HIV epidemic's bygone days. But in many parts of the world, KS remains as clear and present a health danger today as it was in the United States in the 1980s and 90s, when American society considered it one of the primary markers of AIDS. And though the historic impact of KS on people living with HIV is huge, there remains a great deal we don't know about it. However, a flurry of newly presented and published research is looking to peel away the remaining curtains that block a more complete understanding of KS epidemiology and treatment. At this year's CROI, an annual HIV research conference that recently took place in Boston, an entire discussion session was devoted to the topic. Our correspondent, Terry Wilder, spoke with one of the session presenters, Dr. Jeffrey Martin, a professor in the Division of Clinical Epidemiology at the University of California, San Francisco. They spoke about his research and other recent developments in the field.
So I'm curious as to why you think CROI decided that this was an important topic when maybe some clinicians just don't see it that often. You know, maybe folks saw it in the 80s, of course, and 90s, but maybe aren't seeing as much anymore.
Right. Well, in the U.S., KS incidence has dropped precipitously, and that's because virtually all people with HIV are getting treated. In sub-Saharan Africa, though, it's really a completely different story. And so most of the presentations today were about sub-Saharan Africa, where most people are surprised to hear that KS actually is, according to 2012 statistics, the second most common cancer in the entire general population. It's not just an oddity confined to HIV-infected folks. It's the second most common cancer in the entire population, second only to cervical cancer. So I think that's why the organizers want to bring some focus to it. And in particular, not only is it common, but it's also orphaned in terms of who's taking responsibility for it from a research and clinical perspective. It's falling in between the cancer doctors and the HIV doctors, and that's led to it being really, what I'd say, not getting the clinical respect it needs. For example, in Africa, you know, we're using the chemotherapy that we used in the 1970s in the U.S. and Europe. And so I think the organizers, and particularly myself, want to actually bring some hard data to the situation to bring the attention of KS to policymakers, governments and ministries of health, to get standards of practice for KS up to where they are up in the U.S. so such that someday we can say KS is gone in Africa. But we're a long way away from there.
So tell me a little bit about your study that you talked about today.
Well, this study was one where we used two common forms of antiretroviral therapy, one containing protease inhibitors and one not, to see if one of those two different kinds of antiretroviral therapy was better in treating people with KS. We've known for some time that a lot of people who get ART alone for KS will have their lesions melt away. In fact, that was one of the big triumphs when ART first came out. But we've never really known what if there was a specific kind of antiretroviral regimen. You know, there's so many drugs. Did one regimen have any particular strong effects? And a lot of people for several years now have felt that protease inhibitors did have special, unique properties against KS. So we formally tested this in this randomized trial. And in short, we did not show that it had a benefit on overall survival in people with KS, that the protease inhibitor regimen did not do better than a non-protease inhibitor-based regimen.
So somebody brought up IRIS, and you were, seems like you were glad that they brought it up. What's the connection between KS and IRIS?
Right. Well, IRIS is a condition where after you give someone antiretroviral therapy, whatever disease complication of KS they may have, TB, cryptococcal disease, or even perhaps IRIS, it paradoxically gets worse. And that's thought to be because when the immune system improves, the immune system sort of is showing its new strength by attacking any foreign antigens you might have in your body, causing various kinds of disease manifestations. And so for several years now, when people got antiretroviral therapy and their KS got worse, it was thought to be attributed to this thing called IRIS. But in fact, I think it's a complicated story with KS, because a lot of the KS that gets worse after you give antiretroviral therapy may just be the natural history of KS, which we know over time can get worse. And so distinguishing that natural history from this inflammatory-induced disease caused by immune reconstitution, I think, is difficult, if not impossible, just by clinical appearance. And we're going to need really sophisticated laboratory tests to sort it out. Now, the reason it's important to sort that out is that the IRIS may get better on its own as the immune system calms down, and we see this with other conditions. And people who have IRIS-induced worsening, you might want to do nothing but just conservative management. Things will get okay. But the KS that worsens because of natural progression of disease, if you don't intervene, the patient could get sick very quickly and do very poorly. So distinguishing the origins of these two forms of worsening is a very important research objective going forward.
So if there was, you know, one thing that you could tell practicing clinicians based on what you found in your study in Africa, no matter where they're practicing, I guess it's a little different between if you're in a developed country or developing country, what would be something that would be an implication for practice?
I think on the basis of these data for treating people with established KS, we do not find benefit for a use of a protease inhibitor-based regimen. And that likely is the fact that we found that in Africa. It may have similar implications for practice in the U.S. Equally importantly, though, is that antiretroviral therapy alone is, in many cases, not going to be sufficient for treatment of KS. So these people with KS who are given ART alone need to be followed very closely, and really you do need to jump on them if their KS worsens. Until we can figure out which is IRIS and which is not, all such people probably should get chemotherapy to prevent them from worsening quickly.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.